Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. We're diving into the full speech from Michael Saylor at the Cantor Digital Assets Conference, titled Bitcoin, the Red Wave and the Crypto Renaissance. It's a powerhouse talk, essentially a manifesto for Bitcoin as the future of capital.
Absolutely. Saylor starts off with a problem that every corporation and private investor faces. It's nearly impossible for traditional assets to beat monetary inflation. In the end, all people really want to do is preserve wealth once built. He points out that companies holding U.S. treasuries are essentially bleeding capital off their balance sheet, losing around 10% a year every year. It's an unsustainable corporate strategy, and always has been.
And his solution, of course, is Bitcoin. He showed a chart demonstrating Bitcoin's dramatic outperformance, calling it punching a hole in all the traditional capital markets. Over the last 4 years, Bitcoin's 60% return crushed the S&P's Magnificent Seven's 29% return. He insists this isn't a fluke, it's structural, noting its consistently winning performance over 14 years and its lowest correlation and highest Sharpe ratio, according to Fidelity data.
Saylor then moves to the core concept, the world's wealth. He estimates that half of the world's $450 trillion in wealth is simply looking for a long-term store of value. People just want to stay wealthy. This, he says, is Bitcoin's true use case, digital capital for wealth preservation.
Right. He makes a compelling comparison between a physical asset, like a $100 million building, versus Bitcoin. He argues Bitcoin is superior because it's an invisible, indestructible, immortal, teleportable building that has no tax, no traffic, no tenants, no trouble, no weather, no corrosion. It fundamentally shifts the time horizon for capital preservation from 30 years to possibly 10,000 years.
He clarifies that Bitcoin isn't backed by nothing. It's now backed by power, digital, political, and economic power. He highlights its enormous computing power, which is 733 exahash, which is more than any nation state or major tech company could muster to attack the network. It's now the dominant digital monetary network. In fact, the most powerful monetary network the world has ever seen.
On the corporate front, he walks through Strategy's Bitcoin Treasury strategy, which he openly encourages others to copy. As the largest Bitcoin treasury company, their model is simple. Buy and hold Bitcoin and use intelligent leverage to create innovative fixed income instruments like STRC. This, he claims, has resulted in Strategy's equity performance crushing other public organizations' results.
And finally, he transitions to the political landscape, discussing the red wave and its implications, which he boils down to give people their freedom back. This is where the innovative idea of the United States Strategic Bitcoin Reserve, or SBR, comes in.
This certainly remains as the headline grabber. The proposal, initially introduced by Senator Lemus, calls for the U.S. government to purchase 1 million Bitcoin over 5 years. Saylor argues that this is the geopolitical move of the 21st century, establishing a Pax America and cementing the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency by also owning the World Reserve Capital Network. We are looking to see ongoing movement towards the SBR once the U.S. government reopens from this week.
That's right. The wind is certainly in the Bitcoin sails as we approach 2026. Okay, his financial forecast is staggering. He projects that under a most aggressive scenario, acquiring 4 million Bitcoin could lead to an $81 trillion benefit, enough to retire all current U.S. debt. He frames it as an asymmetric bet, costing nothing if he's wrong, but solving all the nation's problems if he's right. This, coupled with the ability that the U.S. has to revalue its gold reserves, may well be the ultimate reset required if the world is to get a handle on the status quo that is ultimately affecting everyone via hidden inflation.
Fascinating. So the overarching theme is that this will usher in a crypto renaissance, moving $500 trillion in assets from the slow, costly analog world to the fast and efficient digital world. The traditional markets are dying through obsolescence, and the solution is a clear root and branch regulatory framework change. Defining asset classes clearly, digital commodities like Bitcoin now stand out against securities like Apple or Tesla stock, and digital currencies like stablecoins.
Saylor concludes that the only question isn't if the U.S. will do this, but how aggressively they pursue the strategic Bitcoin reserve. It's a powerful vision of Bitcoin as the inevitable future of global capital, driven by market performance and now political will. As most in the DBM community know, these are the reasons private and steady accumulation of digital assets, including Bitcoin, has been the goal this past decade. Well done for realizing the reasons why and having the resilience to continue no matter the short-term market. As ever, to ensure you are informed in all areas of professional digital business, head over to the DBM Wealth Builder series. See the show notes for access. See you next time.